This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We have the most secure border in the history of this nation, and the data proves it. The data proves it.
That is Tom Homan. He is the border czar for President Trump, and we are awaiting his phone call here in a couple of minutes. We're going to get him on. I've got C's dialing in right now to talk more about what's going on at the southern border, what we've been able to accomplish, maybe what is in this big, beautiful bill, if we can get it past the Senate, that would, of course, continue to secure our southern and northern borders, for that matter, and make us all more safe if we're not having fentanyl and all that stuff coming over the borders. In fact, let me get to Tom Homan right now. Mr. Homan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to have you on this morning. We've got a lot of serious issues in this country, but I got to tell you, you guys have absolutely straightened out this problem at the southern border in what's got to be record time.
Well, yeah, we had the border down decreased over 90%, and I believe just over 7 weeks. Now, President Trump was able to accomplish in 7 weeks what Joe Biden couldn't or wouldn't do in 4 years. So it was even faster than my record. I mean, I told the president in the beginning maybe 120 days, but we beat that. It was fast.
Yeah, it's true. What's at stake here? There's lots of political opinions on whether the big, beautiful bill cuts enough or doesn't cut enough. And I know there are debates going on in the Senate right now over that very issue. But what's at stake here when it comes to border security?
Well, look, you know, we made great strides in border security. We got to make those strides permanent. We still got a lot more work to do. I mean, the southern border, we're down about 95% right now. But we still need, we got a lot of DOD, thousands of DOD soldiers down there to fill in the blanks. In the zones we can't cover. So look, we need to hire more border patrol agents. That's in the bill. We have more technology and more border wall. Look, every place that built a border barrier, illegal migration has decreased and illegal drug flow decreased. That's what we're all about. And the technology alone that goes in that wall, it's a smart wall. So when Joe Biden came in office, not only did he stop building the wall, he didn't finish the technology within that wall that was, you know, notifies when someone approaches that wall, climbs the wall, goes under the wall. It also provided communications between border patrol agents because there's certain areas in the border where agents can't talk to one another because there's no repeater tower and it's just so isolated there. So, and it's also going to add technology to the port of entries to speed up, you know, legal trade and still try to catch the contraband coming across. Not even speak about the northern border, where we have a lack of resources, a great lack of technology. The northern border is down about 87%. We need to get that down to match the southern border, but we got less resources out there. We got to put more boots on the ground. We need a lot more technology on the northern border. So when it comes to the border, we still have a lot of work to do. We've made great strides, but if we want to make these successes permanent, we need funding to do it.
Well, I know the Trump administration has been offering these illegals money to essentially self-deport, which I think is smart. I believe there was the first flight out. There were some 64 or so people who agreed to self-deport. How many more have gone, or have there been more illegals who have agreed to self-deport?
Yeah, I looked at the numbers yesterday. We got just under 8,000 already signed up for removal. We of course, need more than that, so we got to keep sending the message out, especially in the the Spanish language stations.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 8,000 now, but you know our deportations have ramped up. We have a lot more teams to them, so we can keep sending the message. If we have to find and deport you, you're gonna have a bar from coming back to this country under an illegal program. So leave on your own. Give yourself an opportunity to come under a legal program, and give yourself some opportunities, because we have to find you and formally deport you. There aren't gonna be no opportunity.
Yeah. Tom Homan, our guest, President Trump's border czar. What have you had any more interaction with some of these members of Congress who seem to think they can show up and disrupt, you know, ICE detention facilities with no repercussions whatsoever? I know at least one of them is facing charges right now, correct?
Right. You know, and I think we sent a strong message. Like, you know, you can protest all you want. You can, you know, work against ICE. You can not, you know, support ICE. You can hate on President Trump's immigration policy, but you can't cross the line. You can't cross the line of impeachment. You can't cross the line of knowingly harboring, concealing an alien, which is a felony. You certainly can't criminal trespass. And for God's sakes, you can't put hands on an ICE officer. So you can protest all you want, but if you cross that line, we will seek prosecution through Pam Bondi's office.
A number of the leftist federal judges have tried to make it very difficult for you to do the job that you were brought in to do, which is deport illegal aliens. How big of a challenge has that been? Is it just extra, you know, kind of a headache for you guys, or does this truly pose a challenge for you guys trying to get these people out of our country?
It's a huge challenge, and it's posing a national security threat. I mean, we are focusing on public safety threats and national security threats. It seems like every other day you got some district court judge, and I use the word district court judge, issuing nationwide injunctions, which we don't think he has the authority to do. And we're asking Supreme Court to address that as soon as possible, because there are a lot of bad deals. Look, right now today, there's just a little over 600,000 illegal aliens in this country who are public safety, who have criminal convictions, walking the streets of this country. We need to find them and quickly remove them. But it seems like every other day we got some district court judge want to change what we've been doing for decades. So, yeah, I hope the Supreme Court hears us quickly, because they are. They're putting speed bumps everywhere. We're not giving up. We're going to keep going out there. We're going to arrest them and put them in detention, and they're going to get them off the street. But we need to be removed from this country. And most of the district court judges who are issuing nationwide injunctions have to do with the actual removal of these people from the United States. You know, no one cared about the legal process when 10.5 million came to the border illegally. No one cared about the legal process then, but now we're trying to deport them after a federal judge has ordered them remove a federal immigration judge. All of a sudden now, everybody's paying attention to the legal process, a new process, when they simply ignored it in the beginning of the crisis under Joe Biden. It's just ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Tom Homan, our guest, of course, borders are trying to protect our children and our borders from the illegals and the drugs that have been coming over. Sir, I have to ask, they say when you're taking fire, you're over the target. You're being attacked in headlines this morning for the fact that as a private individual, you did some consulting work, and now they're trying to claim there's some conflict of interest with one of these companies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, whether or not saying it's our response to that newspaper, shame on them, the Washington Post, because we gave a response to them. Of course, they include it. I did have my own company. I had a lot of clients. But by law, when you come back into the White House or in the administration, you got to recuse yourself from any discussions with these companies, any discussions on contracts, anything to do with these companies. But I want to step further. I went to the White House and I said, no, I'm going to recuse myself from these companies, just be clients. But I'm going to go a step further. I'm recusing myself from any discussion of any contract whatsoever. So in my position as board of czar, I do not have discussions about contracts. I don't get involved in the negotiation of contracts. I don't have anything to do with award of contracts. I'm completely removed myself from the entire process. But they didn't report that. Well, they didn't report that I was successful in my own company, and I took an 80% pay cut to come back and serve my country. How many of these reporters would do that? So when I come back to serve my nation, took a huge pay cut for me and my family to do the right thing for this country. And I'll say it again. In this position I am, I have nothing, zero to do with any contracts whatsoever. Not just the companies I work for or worked with, but all contracts to do with the federal government. Of course, they failed to report that because we're dishonest media.
Well, I don't think you can hate the media enough. I just have to make that observation. Tom Holman, thanks for all you're doing for our country right now, sir. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care of yourself. Our borders are Tom Holman there, and never one to back down from a fight. If you Google Tom Holman's name right now, the top 10 articles you bring up are from MSNBC, The Washington Post, Axios, all these hard left organizations with these headlines suggesting that he's somehow profiting from, because as a private individual, he did consulting, and now some of the same companies he consulted for are getting government contracts to deal with illegal aliens who are being deported or detained. Well, if you're in the immigration consulting business, how would that not be the case? And he's completely recused himself from any of those negotiations. It's just more noise. You can't hate the mainstream media in this country enough that they make suggestions and try to impugn his character just because they don't like his border policies.
Yeah, it won't be interesting once Trump's no longer president if they have this much hatred toward another conservative candidate.
Yeah.
It's hard to compete with the hate they have for Donald Trump, truly. I mean, it's unlike anything I've ever seen before.
It is.
And I used to be among them who, you know, but I remember covering Trump events and, you know, everyone would turn to us and scream at us and say fake news.
Yeah.
And that used to really bother me. And it's funny because now being on the other side of it where I'm like, they are fake news.
You know, they do
tell only one side.
Look at the headline this morning. Google Elon Musk. The headlines are Elon Musk turns away from Donald Trump's administration after being critical of the big, beautiful bill. Well, actually, what Elon Musk said was, My job here is done. It was always a limited amount of time. We've had a great impact. Mr. President, thank you for letting us serve your country. A completely different story if you read his quote versus what the headlines are about what's happened today. So, hopefully people have learned that lesson if they've learned nothing else from listening to this program. All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've gotten Jeremy Cady to move to 7:35 because I want to have a little more time with him. He's done an in-depth look at the impact sports stadiums have on a local economy, sporting events. It's not what you might think. It's not the big impact that you might have been led to believe. And right now they're debating more subsidies. We're going to get to all that and more for you at 7:35. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.